The White House is looking to inject some fresh blood into its economic team. That's after top advisor Larry Summers' announcement that he'll return to Harvard at year's end. Summers' exit is a loss for sure, but also an opportunity for President Obama to shake things up at a time when many people are unhappy with the way the economy is being run. As with any high-profile job in Washington, there is lots of advice about who should fill it, much of it contradictory. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The people who've been most vocal about who should replace Summers as head of the National Economic Council typically want something that Summers was not: a business person, a populist, a consensus builder, a woman. Hours before Summers' departure was made official, President Obama said he hadn't made any decisions about his economic team. But Mr. Obama told CNBC he's open to new ideas.
The bottom line is that we're constantly thinking, is what we're doing working as well as it could? Do we have other options and other alternatives that we can explore?
The Business Roundtable, which is made up of CEOs, says the president could use more advisors who focused on the bottom line. Roundtable spokeswoman Johanna Schneider says there's a void in this White House when it comes to people with corporate experience.
The business perspective has been a staple in almost all previous administrations, whether they be Democratic or Republican. I think there were times when it was sorely lacking.
Schneider says the president has been open to meeting with business people, and executives fill a number of Mr. Obama's advisory boards. But Schneider suggests that's no substitute for having key players within the administration who come from a business background.
Individuals who focused on the bottom line, individuals who have balanced competing demands, as any business leader does.
But if some in the business community feel overlooked by this White House, some on the left complain Summers is too aligned with corporate interests, watering down progressive policies and bailing out Wall Street. Adam Green of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee wants the next director of the Economic Council to be a populist, in the mold of Princeton economist Paul Krugman or former Labor Secretary Robert Reich.
The main quality should be, is this person putting the little guy first and not putting big Wall Street bankers first? So we're hoping President Obama reverses that and appoints a real watchdog for the public.
Summers' departure could also be an opportunity to bring another woman into the West Wing. With Christina Romer's departure from the Council of Economic Advisers this month, the top ranks of the president's economic team are now all filled by men. That should change, says Amy Siskind. She heads a women's advisory group called the New Agenda, which grew out of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Our country is 52% women, and so we feel that that kind of voice and that kind of life experience is imperative in terms of getting gender balance and understanding the different problems that our country faces.
Siskind says putting a woman in charge of the Economic Council might also help to foster compromise, something the strong-willed Summers isn't exactly known for.
One of the important skills that women bring to the table is consensus building, which is the exact opposite of what we currently had.
University of Maryland business professor Peter Marisi agrees the president could use more women on his team. He'd also like to see more business executives, although he thinks a CEO would be a better fit as cabinet secretary rather than director of the National Economic Council. No matter who eventually replaces Summers, Marisi says, it probably will not lead to a sea change in the president's economic policies.
It's more of a PR opportunity. I suspect the president's going to stay on the course that he's adopted, and he's looking for an economist that can help him sell the kinds of progressive policies he thinks are best for the country.
Public frustration with the economy and the president's handling of it mostly stems from the high unemployment rate. Fixing that will require millions of job openings, not just one. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.